Hello, world. This is Elizabeth.
And Kara.
And this is In Transit, Two Triathletes Take on the World.
In today's show, we're going to talk to you about our visit to the local bike shop where they are having a special women's triathlete night. And we also are going to bring you some audio from the local velodrome. And then we are going to do what else, Elizabeth?
We're going to talk about a couple of recipes and do some food allergy conversation and a few other segments that we've typically done. But what we like to generally do in our show is cover the female perspective on triathlons and travel and whatever else we think of during the week.
Any other adventures that come our way. So if this is your first time listening, you're in for a treat.
Welcome. Okay,
thanks
so we're
for listening.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we're on. We're actually in the car. Kara's driving.
We're stuck in the middle of an intersection.
Yeah, we are. And we're actually on the way to the what are they calling
it?
Ladies' night out.
No, it's called something tri style. Women's night.
Oh, girls' night out tri style.
Girls' night out tri style at the local bike shop.
Yeah.
Actually, we're in Dallas, so there are a lot of local bike shops, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
this one is like the big dog of them all.
The primo bike shop.
Happens to sponsor pretty much every event there is, which is good. You know, it's good to have a big dog like that, but at the same time, it's nice to have some other smaller stores around too. So
right.
We've got the best of both worlds here in Dallas, I think.
Good old Texas. Gotta love it.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we want to ask, we've got a list of questions to ask someone, and we're hoping to get them answered while we're there, but...
Yes, yeah, so next time we're with you here, we will be, or well, actually, it'll probably be after we have just gone to this night, and we'll tell you what we learned.
Yeah, we're going to get some women review on triathlon and equipment and stuff, so...
Exactly.
We'll get back to you.
So, we just left tri night for the girls at the local bike shop. They had a special night for us, and we were driving, we're on our way back, because this bike shop is a little farther away. Not that far, but it's not exactly next door. But it is worth the drive.
Yeah. And we're headed to go get some Mexican food.
Yeah, because we're freaking hungry.
Yeah.
Because we didn't work out today, but we're still hungry.
I know, I know. We just got back from the
girls' night out. Tri-style.
Tri-style. It was pretty cool, actually. They had little classes on, they did Tri 101 and Tri 102.
Which, it was just a coincidence that they called it Tri 101 since that's our little segment name.
I know, yeah, that is kind
of
coincidental.
Cool. And then they had question and answer sessions and door prizes and things, but we didn't win anything.
I never won anything.
I didn't either, but we did get like a little bag of goodies. So that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We got really cool stuff, too.
And there was, like, a... What is that cleaner thing?
Oops. It's for carpet cleaning, I think.
Yeah, but it was, like, for spot cleaning or something.
Yeah.
But the first thing I thought was that would be something you could use for your running shoes.
That's exactly what I thought, too. That's really strange that you thought that.
Random thought. Anyway.
So, yeah, it's a Bissell little spot cleaner. It's, like, it looks like a gigantic toothbrush. It's got a little thing of cleaning stuff with it.
Yeah, so that was a nice freebie. And then
it was
just, like, a bunch of literature on...
Yeah.
So the whole thing was put on by a triathlon group. Group and coaching service called Play Tri, and then they also were promoting an upcoming race called the Iron Girl, which we won't be in town for, but otherwise we probably would have done it. And
Wait, let's clarify that. The Iron Girl is actually a sprint race.
Oh, it's a sprint distance, but it is called Iron Girl.
Right.
And then who else? There was like Polar was there selling heart rate monitors. Like all the people from the bike shop were there to answer questions and I don't know, it was just cool.
Yeah,
lots of women, they had food and stuff and they had wine. I didn't have any though, I should have had some. Oh well. Anyway.
But also they had little samples of Cliff Bars
and
those new cliff shots that they have out.
No, Cliff Blocks.
Blocks. Oh, I thought they were called shots.
No, those are the things that are like goo. The blocks are the gel.
Oh, right. Okay.
So we tried Cliff Or maybe they're called like Cliff Shot blocks.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, they're blocks.
They're like little gel blocks. Well,
like,
not gel.
They taste like gummy bears or something.
Yeah.
Like gummy whatever.
But they're the size of a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah.
Square ones.
A little bit bigger. I don't know, but they're an okay size, and it's like chewing on a gummy worm or gummy bear or something.
Yeah.
Better, and in my opinion, better than goo. I'm glad I got to try them finally, because I've been too cheap to buy some.
Right. Exactly.
That's a common theme, Kara, being too cheap. Actually, really, I try to think, should I spend this money, or should I save it for vacation?
Right, I know.
And
I know.
So it's been working so far. That's my philosophy.
Yeah.
Or I guess I should add in there, should I save it for vacation or triathlon registration?
Now exactly.
There we go.
That's my mentality right there.
So anyway, yeah, so I finally tried the Cliff Block.
Did you try the orange one?
I tried the orange.
I tried the strawberry one.
Oh, I liked the orange. It was very good. Refreshing.
And also, we have a segment coming up about food allergies, too, and it is compatible for those who don't have or that do have nut allergies. So
right, because the blocks, they don't have any nuts in them or nut oil or any kind of nut whatever.
Right, and we'll get more into that in another segment here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, oh, and the coolest part of the whole thing.
So exciting.
All right, Kara, say it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. We got to meet in person Tri Boomer. Yeah.
And his friend Trey, who is really cute.
You know, yes, he was pretty cute, the friend. And both the guys.
Actually, yeah. Tri Boomer is pretty attractive, too, actually.
Yeah. Anyway. They just finished a race at St. Croix, and they said it went really well. And Tri Boomer, if you don't know, he's the one that was on Simply Stew, and they did the whole metabolic testing show. And he had done a race last year, the St. Croix race last year, and then did it again this year. And he told us that he really did improve a lot, but apparently that's going to be on an upcoming Stew episode. So.
Yeah.
Look out for that. But anyway, we're just so excited to be Tri Boomer. So,
I know. That was so stellar.
Rock on. He's our buddy up in Plano.
And congratulations on finishing St. Croix.
Successfully.
Yeah. Decreasing his time so much.
It was a coup.
What is a coup, Kara?
Brilliant. Brilliant victory. Brilliant sudden attack or victory.
That's a great word. And it's
coup.
That was the word of the week for the first show. And it's spelled COUP. But it's pronounced coup. That's Kara's
word.
So,
way to go. Way to go, Tri Boomer.
That's freaking awesome, dude.
Okay. So, anyway, the gist of the whole thing is that the Girls Night Tri Style?
Girls Night Out Tri Style.
That's what they called it. It was pretty cool. We learned a few things. One of the main things I brought home from it was a tip about swimming, and I could use many tips because I'm definitely not an expert by any means in that, with a way to kind of practice to be ready for mass start swims, like in open water swimming, is to swim when you're at the pool or whatever, swim your first 25, really like fast pace, and then 75 after that at a pretty slow pace, and that will kind of get you ready for when the gun goes off, you know, your wave starts, everybody kind of, you know, their heart rate goes up, and they kind of probably go faster than they should.
Yeah, so, I know I did.
So if you just train that way, then your body will swim about, you know, 25, and then you'll know, okay, slow down.
Get into your race mode.
It's like practicing your race, the whole thing about, you know, don't do something on race day that you didn't train for.
Right.
So there you go, and I never thought of doing that for a swim.
I never did either, but it makes perfect sense, because in the open water swim, especially, how you've just got everybody around you, and it's kind of crazy at first, that's a great, great tool, or a great tip, anyway, I think.
Yeah, and, okay, so the cliff things, the swim thing. Oh, and then we also talked to one of the guys at the shop about saddles, and kind of my conclusion is I'm still confused about what kind of saddle my saddle I have right now, it's not a women-specific or a tri-specific saddle, and I don't necessarily have any problems with it. I guess.
Is it just kind of wearing out?
It's kind of getting old. Yeah, it's just, I don't, it's probably a new, it's probably about time for a new one. And maybe I'm just so used to it that I don't even realize that there is another saddle out there that's 100 times more comfortable. But my conclusion as of now is I have no idea. But,
yeah,
but the women designs make sense. And the tri one designs make sense. And the women and tri designs make sense too. So basically, I guess they have this policy at the store where you can try them out for, if you bring them back within 30 days, that you can test out a saddle. So that's good. I might do that in the future. And for your listeners out there, if anybody out there, especially the women, have any saddle recommendations, please let us know. Send us an email. And you can find our email addresses at our website, intransitduo.com.
Right. And
what did you think about the whole saddle thing?
You know, I actually learned a lot from what he said. I was really impressed. I mean, we'll save that for our saddle review show, but
Once we get some reviews and maybe when I try out a new saddle, et cetera, we'll get back to you.
Yeah. But I think I have to tell this now. This is, I thought was really cool, and I had no idea why. And I even asked myself in my head before he explained it. And
what?
I was like, oh my God, it makes perfect sense. How the tip of the seat scoops down, shifts downward.
Oh, like on some of the tri-saddles?
Well, on some of the tri-saddles and some of the, on the mid-saddles too, it seems like.
Oh, yeah, it kind of curves down at the tip at the front.
Exactly, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Kind of makes like that gonzo nose kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he said that was for whenever you get on the edge of your seat, you don't have that pressure going straight ahead or going up. It shifts down, kind of accommodate your pressure points.
Right.
And I thought that was really cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that? I mean, is it just kind of common sense?
I guess, I don't know if I thought about it. Like, I think it kind of, I don't know. I can't really answer that question.
Okay.
I think it was kind of implied. I never thought about it. I never questioned myself outright in my head.
Yeah, I definitely
did. If that makes any sense.
Sure, yeah.
I think it was just intuitive to me.
Right. Well, I was thinking to myself before he said, why the heck is it making that shape? But okay.
And then, basically, in the research I've done and in what he told us was consistent, that the difference between women's seats and men's is that the women's ones are usually wider in the back to accommodate the different sizes of our, size differences between our pelvis, between men and women. Mm-hmm. And then also they tend to be shorter lengthwise.
And I think they're now starting to do that dip out in the center for more women's seats.
Yeah, and that's also, you'll find the cutout in the middle, in men's too, but that's basically to relieve pressure on the soft tissues, you know, in that delicate area.
Delicate area.
Yes.
Easy, beansy, living space. Yeah.
But anyway, I think our saddle talk is going to be an ongoing review.
Yeah, and so, yeah, any girls out there or any guys that have any good tips about saddles too, send us the email. Let us know. And if you've got a terrible saddle, let us know. And if you've got a fantastic one, let us know.
Uh-huh. All right.
So we hope you enjoyed our review on the Tri-Night, Girls Night Out Tri-Style. Okay, so Kara, you went to the Velodrome.
Yeah, I went last Friday night. They have Friday Night Race Series. There's a Velodrome. If you don't know what that is, it is basically, okay, it's kind of like a roller derby on bikes. It's a track that has a 44-degree angle embankment. Is that what you call it?
It's a
embankment.
Slant.
Yeah, on the corners, and then on the straightaways, it's about 17 degrees. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. And there is one in Frisco, Texas, which is just north of Dallas here, so it's right in the backyard, basically. And I figured, I've been there a few times, went out there Friday, and I'm wanting to take a class, or actually I'm registered to take a class on at the end of June. So this is kind of a preview of the Velodrome for you, and once I take the class, we'll go a little more into detail. So look forward to that in a future show toward the end of June.
Okay, so what do these people do? Like,
Oh. What do they do?
So basically, it's bike races.
All right.
And they use track bikes, which are, they don't have any brakes. They only have one gear. I believe they are fixed gear, is what you call them.
That's crazy to me.
And, yeah, you have to be pedaling constantly, otherwise, and you have to be going, I think, at about 11 miles per hour, otherwise you would just fall over, you know, because of the degree angle on the track. So anyway, it's really cool to go watch, and it was a local thing, so I went out there on Friday, and I recorded a little bit of audio. In this clip coming up, it's one of the last race, or it was the last race, I think, of the night, and you'll hear, when you hear a sound that kind of sounds like thunder, that's when they start riding, or that's what it sounds like when they're riding around the track, because it's hollow, pretty much. It's just, it's a wooden track, and you can hear them thundering around. So,
cool.
Here we go. Here's a little audio from the Velodrome. Oh, and also I went with a couple of my friends from my cycling group. So two of my buddies, Jimmy and Mark. And so those guy voices you hear, that's who they are.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Here it. All right.
The women will get a bell at 26. You will finish on 25. Everybody else is doing 60. That's
60 laps. Is that like 15 miles, right?
I don't know.
It's 250 meters. 800 meters is a mile, right?
No.
How many meters
1,600
is
meters.
Well, 1,600 meters is a mile.
So how many miles is this?
See, it is an eighth of a mile, right?
Yeah. So it's 7.5 miles.
Let's go.
Right.
Last race.
Oh.
It doesn't seem long, but you all right?
Last race of the evening, and we're racing. Well, attention riders, $5 for the winner of the next lap. $5 for the winner of the next lap.
This is a big money sport, huh? Well, they'd pay for your track fee, though.
All
right.
52 to go. One rider has gone off in search of our leader, Wheelman.
Did they say what category?
Four, three or four. What's that mean?
It's like your ranking.
He's joined our leader.
So, because one is the best, fastest, and goes down.
Okay.
I think it goes all the way 1 to 6 or something like that.
Okay.
But I think a lot of times they combine, so they'll do it like a cat 1 and 2 or a cat 3 and 4.
Okay. This may be 3 and 4.
Maybe we'll be ranked one day. No,
Foster?
No, we will be ranked one day, right?
Sooner than you think.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he likes to
do it. Stoked.
Because this is a totally different kind of riding it.
I know, but yeah, but you're one speed, you're saying.
Yeah.
I think it'd be.
That's why I'm interested. I'm excited to do it because I want to see.
Like when he's doing 275.
I mean, I know how I am as a road rider. I have no idea how I would do this. I might be really good. I might really suck at it. I don't know.
It takes 14 minutes. I'm like.
Just a totally different ball game.
It looks like it's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And like some of the people that aren't doing so well, they might be awesome road cyclists.
Right.
Or mountain bikers or whatever.
It's got the old school bike like mine. Like my best beast.
Your bike is going to be awesome as a track bike.
Oh, well, we'll see.
This is some bike bar. It's also sponsoring these Friday night race series.
Sweet bike.
Sweet ride.
Yeah.
Hey, how many sets you got on? You know, and I'm like, hey, there's some work down here, man. Wait till I'm done in the next.
He's a good plan.
Wait till I'm done with my set.
Yeah.
If anybody asks me why I'm working on
it, yeah, because these guys are hauling good.
If I look at them, I'm like. You know what I mean? Come up there, and
yeah.
I'm trying to impress people about, hey, how many sets you got left?
This guy,
number one,
this guy
two
is
good. It needs is it 49?
So anyway,
no.
He's going to jump in
that off.
Yeah, look at all the guys with the, what do you call those? Solid wheels are the leaders.
They're not leading.
And these are all the leaders right here.
Well, this one guy's leading. Right there.
Oh, is he?
He's leading, but he...
Do you lap him?
No, that's the leader group right there.
That guy's leading.
No, our leader's going to see 32 laps to go.
Which one on the...
The one right there.
The guy on the very front is the leader.
Has 102 in each of the group.
This is the leading group. See, he's going to turn the number on down.
It still looks like number one.
Don't make me jump in on the set, man.
Slowly bring it back around to number 102.
Good music.
Sucks out.
So is that the lead?
No, it's those two guys.
There's your leaders right here.
They're the rest of the pack. They're right after. Yeah. They're like a whole half a lap ahead.
And this guy's in third place.
Andrew has left that group. Where's our second place rider? Second place rider heading towards the start finish line.
I wonder if they ever ride in the other direction.
Attention riders, this chase group right here. Attention riders that just crossed the line.
Oh, you know what?
Winner left.
Dude, I make right-hand turns a lot better than I make left-hand turns.
$5.
I don't like that.
$5.
Yeah, because wouldn't that... Where... Wouldn't you work your muscles a certain way? Like, wouldn't you be uneven, kind of?
Our maybe not. Maybe I'm just slow.
Excuse my giant leg.
I have a huge left quadricep because I have a track ride.
Don't mind my huge left leg.
Rider number 28 takes $5.
Well, you know, like at roller skating, they're like, okay, we're going to go in reverse direction.
Dude, did you start smoking weed?
No, this is a serious question.
Oh, it is a good question.
So you do all velodromes race in a counterclockwise direction?
They race counterclockwise.
Looks like Tucker Warren is back even.
In what races?
First and second separated by half.
Oh, really? That's a good point. I wonder why they decided that. What's the origin of that rule? I'm going to have to look into that and get back to you.
Okay?
Appreciate you.
No problem. I'll look up the history of the direction you race on tracks.
And I wonder if they're in the opposite hemisphere, if they go the opposite direction.
Yeah. Probably. Though, you know, that's the only way it'd make any sense to me. This is Stoked and Stellar. And we're in transit, rolling down the road. If you hear some noises, that's probably my excellent manual car driving skills.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are we stoked about this week?
We are doing an energy food recipe for our listeners.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's actually pretty good.
What do
we
have?
They're called soy nut balls. And so it's hopefully a good source of protein and energy.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so everybody get your pens ready.
How many ingredients? It's pretty easy.
Oh, yeah, it's really easy. 1, 2, 3, there's five.
Okay, so basically all you have to do is throw these five ingredients together in a bowl and mush them all together, and then roll them up into some little balls, like about the size of a walnut, and then throw them in the freezer, and individually wrap them in some saran wrap, and you'll have a little energy food to go right before you go for a workout.
Or after.
Or after.
For recovery food.
So tell them the ingredients.
Alright, so it's 18 ounces of chunky soy butter.
And you can find that in your health food aisle, usually at your local grocery store.
Definitely. And it's 1 cup of pumpkin seeds, raw. And then 1 cup of chopped pecans. And 2 cups of oats. And lastly, it's 1 cup of raisins. So, and that's about 170 calories per serving, per little walnut.
Which, and the serving size is about 2 tablespoons. So when you are measuring out the little balls, just estimate about 2 tablespoons.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, and there's, how much protein is in that?
7 grams of protein. There's no cholesterol in that at all, actually.
And there's
11 grams of fat and 100 calories from fat.
Which, yeah, it's a little high in the fat, but you're burning a lot of, you know, you're burning these calories on the workout. But yeah, it does have a good amount of protein and carbs.
Carbs, 10 grams of carbs,
keep
yeah
you rolling. So, what happens if you have nut allergies, Elizabeth, as I know you do?
I totally do. Yeah, that becomes a big problem for a lot of people.
The recipe has quite a few pecans in it.
Yeah, it's 1 cup of chopped pecans.
That is a lot of nuts.
A lot of problems.
To cause some problems if you have nut allergies.
Exactly, yeah, which, I definitely do. So you could actually replace the pecans with something else, like a cup of flaxseed or a cup of another kind of grain or something. That would be good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then, just
that was a big bump.
So look for something that has protein in it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Because the one of the sources that the protein's coming from in this recipe is from those pecans, probably, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So you can really replace it with anything you want.
Whatever you like that you're not allergic to.
Right.
And for those who are lactose intolerant, this recipe would work well also.
Yeah, because it's soy butter and not regular butter.
Exactamundo.
Right. And actually, that's actually a good segue into our Bon Voyage trip tip.
Right?
Yep.
What is our tip there, since you're the allergy expert?
Well, actually, our trip tip for this week has to do with epinephrine pens, and what you should do on your trip if you're going either overseas or just across the state or anywhere.
Now, what is an EpiPen? Because some of our people out there might have no clue what that is.
Okay.
And even if you don't have allergies, you still might need to know what that is.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, since I'm going to be traveling with this nut over here that's allergic to nuts, I have to know what they are because I might have to help administer the epinephrine in case you have an allergic reaction.
Well, what it is if I eat something that has nuts in it or nut oil or something along those lines, or any of the other allergies that I might have, causes anaphylaxis. And so what that is just where your throat closes up or someone's throat closes up after they have something they're allergic to. Everything constricts. So what epinephrine does is it opens up your airways, gets your blood going, so you can still breathe after you have an allergic reaction.
Because what does epinephrine actually do?
It's a vasodilator.
Okay, pause, correction. Epinephrine is actually a bronchodilator and not a vasodilator. Carry on.
So that means it makes your blood vessels widen.
Exactly. So the constriction from the allergy, it actually counteracts that. So it makes them wide. So you can breathe. So your airways are open more and your blood's going.
Right.
So, if I ever have an allergy, I've got an EpiPen, which is actually a syringe shot that I carry with me all the time. And there's several different kinds out there, but generally the one I use is just the one that you can stab into your leg. It's a one-time thing. But the trip tip is actually you need to make sure that the people who are with you or the people that you're traveling with who might have allergies, that you need to know either how to use the EpiPen for them or...
And know where it is.
Know where it is.
Yeah.
Or if you're the person with allergies, it's not a bad idea to actually give your traveling buddy an extra shot. So they will have it with their stuff, just in case your stuff gets taken or lost or you don't have it with you at the moment. So
exactly.
That's always a good tip to have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we were just thinking, you know what, we forgot to mention a bunch of things about that recipe back in Stoked & Stellar, so we're going to do a little recap on that already. One of the things is, the reason we gave you the recipe is because a lot of the energy food out there is kind of pricey, and this recipe, you know, 5 easy ingredients, you can customize the recipe however you want.
You can make a ton of it.
You can make a ton of it, yeah, and it's really convenient, and it costs a lot less, so it's a really great little recipe. And there's, I mean, this isn't the only one. This is just one suggestion we have. And what's the other thing about allergies with it?
The big thing for me is I can't eat any of, like, the power bars or anything like that. Yeah, none of that, because of my nut allergy. And most of those
even
foods,
the ones that don't have nuts in them, like,
yeah, even the ones that don't have nuts, because usually they use some kind of nut oil or something. So I can't eat any of those
in that big long list of ingredients,
right?
That list on there.
Exactly. Or a lot of them are made in company in places that produce nuts or whatever.
So that's what that little warning thing that says this is made in the factory or
that also processes nuts.
That process, yeah.
Yeah,
okay, so
yeah. That's for me. They put that especially
you,
on there for me.
For Elizabeth.
Yeah. So,
and
yeah.
So out there, what products out there can you have? Like, what do you use if you didn't want to make your own thing? Like, if there's other people out there listening that have the same problem.
Oh, what do I use?
Don't know what their alternative is. Yeah.
Oh, I am a goo girl.
Okay, so goo doesn't have any of the oils?
No,
the
not at all.
Oils?
Not that I've ever...
Is that pretty much, like, the only thing, though? Or besides, like, drinks, the drinks you can do?
Yeah, I can do drinks, too. Not very many of them, though, really.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they have in them? They also have?
Yeah.
Nut stuff in the drinks?
Even the powder mixes, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know that, you know, even if it doesn't say this is walnut infested or whatever, that doesn't mean that there's not some kind of nut product in there that could cause an allergic reaction.
Yeah, totally. So pretty much the only thing that I do is I make shakes at home.
Uh-huh.
Or I just do goos. That's all I do. But even some of the little gels.
Do the goo.
Do the goo. But you have to be careful with goo because you can get goo tummy. And if you've ever had goo tummy, you know what I'm talking about. It's a nightmare.
Where you want to hurl, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. Ugh. Anyway, so you gotta be careful with those. But those really, really work for me.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah. That's about it.
All right, so that was our recap on Stoked and Stellar. And those are some things we're stoked about that we forgot to mention previously. We got a little too excited about the Bon Voyage trip tip.
Yeah, trip tip.
Trip tip.
Carrie has slowly improved over the 3 weeks.
Listen to how fast I can say it now. Bon Voyage trip tip.
You already screwed it up, though. You gotta do it again.
When?
Just now.
Trip tip.
Okay, that was good.
Trip tip.
Trip tip. Okay, so but this is a stellar recipe that you can use for your workouts, for energy food.
Do it to it. And if you try it out, let us know how you like it. And if you have any other things that you... Or, you know, awesome little easy recipes, let us know. And also, we'll put this recipe up on our website, and that you can find at www.intransitduo.com.
Yeah.
So, check it out.
Yep, for sure.
That music really just pumps me up.
I love that.
Health,
song.
Personal growth, positive living.
And we're really in tune too, so it makes it sound super good.
Yeah, if you didn't know, we could be professional singers, but we chose not to be. You know, we don't want all the fame that comes with it. You know, doing a podcast is enough fame for us.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah.
We couldn't handle all the screaming fans on off stage.
Exactly.
All right, so we're going on a walk right now.
Yeah, because we're going to talk about life anxiety.
Life anxiety.
So what do you have on your mind, Elizabeth?
You know, the only thing that I could think of and that just really bugs me has nothing really to do with triathlon.
That's okay.
Or anything.
No, because everything has to do with triathlon because it's a way of life.
Right. Okay. Well,
so
in my life...
It relates.
Yeah. Some, you know, actually, you know what? It could relate because
I would much rather drive or ride my bike to work rather than drive. Because traffic is absolutely insane.
You need to explain why your situation to everyone.
All right. I have about a 40-mile commute to work every morning. And traffic in Dallas and Fort Worth is just totally insane during the morning hours and nighttime hours. I was driving home last night at 10:30. And it took me like an hour and a half to get home for 40 miles.
That's ridiculous.
That's my life anxiety. I was so ticked off.
Traffic.
Yeah. So anytime
that's why you need
possible,
to move to Dallas.
Really, I know. Yeah. So anytime I can, I'm going to try to start riding my bike places instead of getting in my car, because my car just stresses me out.
Yeah, I mean, riding your bike is relaxing to me anyway.
Yeah, it is to me too.
Yeah. But see, now on the other side of the pond, I'm here in Dallas, and I only live 3.5 miles from work, and I don't ride my bike because I haven't found a good route yet, because there's a bunch of busy roads. But that's no excuse. I shouldn't be so...
Well, I don't know. That's kind of a... I don't know that I would ride my bike to work either.
Well, I think I just need to explore my options more.
Yeah.
But actually, this coming Friday is National Ride Your Bike to Work Day.
Seriously? I did not know that.
So, I'm thinking maybe I'm going to get my act together. It's Wednesday now, so I'm going to get my act together and maybe ride my bike on Friday.
Heading off to Greece and Turkey in just how many days?
Like 11 days, dude.
11 freaking days, which is so exciting.
So excited.
So, since Elizabeth has these nut allergies, and actually one of our other traveling buddies, we have two more friends coming with, also has an allergy to nuts. So 50% of us have allergies to nuts, not including me. We thought it was pretty darn important to learn how to say, "I'd like that without nuts."
Please.
And, please, of course, please. So we have learned this in Turkish, and we thought we'd share it with you since we've been practicing like crazy on how to say it. And instead of the word of the week this time, we are going to give you the phrase of the week.
In Turkish.
In Turkish on how to say, "I'd like that without nuts, please." And how do you say it, Elizabeth?
All right. It's yemi imi istiyorum fos tuxis lütfen.
So one more time is, I'll say it, this, yemi imi istiyorum fos tuxis lütfen.
So that is the phrase of the week.
It's time for exercise your brain. Last week our question was, why are manhole covers round rather than square? And we had a listener email us with the correct answer. Thank you, Ben from Atlanta, Georgia. And he was correct. He told us that they are round because any other shape could fall through if you turned it on its side.
Right.
So the round ones won't fall through, so you won't have lost man covers falling into the ground.
You know, I didn't even know the answer to that until you told me the answer. And it seems so obvious now.
I know, it does seem
so
obvious.
But I was like, oh, I don't have any idea. I couldn't think of a good reason, but that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So, there you go. That's why.
Alright, so here's the brain teaser for this week.
So, I'm sitting, you know that audio we heard from the velodrome earlier? I was sitting there wondering, why do they always race counterclockwise in direction? And, you know, it's not even just the velodrome. It's all kinds of other races. And, like, with car racing, that kind of makes sense because the driver's on the left side, so you want them to be on the inside of the track, so when they slam into the wall, it won't be on the driver's side. So that makes sense.
Yeah, but what about the rollerbladers and rollerbladers?
Like speed skating, roller...
Yeah, ice skating, even.
Ice skating, yeah, all kinds of racing always goes counterclockwise. And so this week, our exercise your brain question is, why are races always run in the counterclockwise direction? And I know this does vary sometimes in other countries, but at least in the U.S., it's pretty much always counterclockwise. And so basically, we don't even really have an answer, so we're kind of looking for answers.
We want to know.
One theory, well, actually, I'll give you the one theory next time. We don't want to give it away. But we have, like, some foggy theories. Anyway, give us an email. It's either Kara at intransitduo.com or Elizabeth at intransitduo.com, which you can find at our website, intransitduo.com, if you forget. Anyway, send us an email and let us know if you think you have the answer for
or
that
at least
one.
A theory. Well, I want to just hear some guesses.
It doesn't, any guess, anything that, any wild, far out thing, or if you really think you know, then share it with us. If there's some historical event that made it that way.
I wonder if it is.
Let's exercise your brain.
This next bit of audio is some stuff that we didn't know where to put because it didn't fit into any of our normal segments, so we just tacked it on at the end.
Oh, okay. So, Kara, what about your workout this week?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so I did this kick-ass. I did this really stellar workout on Saturday. Usually I go on a long bike ride with my bike club or group. We're kind of like an informal group, but we're called the Wild Stallions.
Go get them, Stallions.
Yeah, so I went with a few of the Stallions. We went on half of the Stallions, more than half of the Stallions went on a road ride, but I went with a few of the other guys on a mountain bike ride, and it's the first time I broke out my mountain bike in about 6 months or something, a pretty long time. It was really awesome.
She's got some pretty cool scratches and stuff on her war wounds in the woods.
Yeah, I got in a fight with my pedal in one segment, but actually I felt like we did a few different little routes, and first route I totally, I was like, what is wrong with me? I had to walk a bunch of times, and then we were out for like 3 hours, and the rest of the time I just kept getting better, and I was like, man, I need to keep riding more often. So it was nice to do a little cross training on the mountain bike.
Yeah.
And then other than that,
fun.
I did go swimming, did some pyramid swim.
That's nice.
Where you like build your way up and then do the reverse down. So it was like 100, 200, 300, 400,
300, 200,
100. Yeah, exactly. So that was
good. I've got to start doing that. That's a great workout, I'm sure.
It's great.
So now we got to start incorporating your speed 25 and 75 into your initial start.
Yeah, so you could still do a pyramid, but then do the first part,
the speed 25, then do your regular 75, and then just do your finish your pyramid.
Exactly.
And then you know what would even be also race worthy?
What?
Is to speed your last 25.
Yeah, because you want to bring it on home.
That and you're, at the end, you want to, exactly, bring it on home. That's a great, great word.
And then you get out of the pool and you're like, I did the swim and now the race can begin. No.
Okay, well, my workouts this last week, I went out of town, so I was out of the state for a while and I didn't have my bike. Or any of my swimming gear. But I ran. And I did some good runs, too.
What, did you take a few laps around the block?
Yeah, no. Actually, but long, long blocks.
Okay, good. Hey, at least you got some workouts.
So yeah, absolutely.
See,
even
when you're out of your home environment, you can still get the workouts.
You can always pack the tennis shoes. If you can't bring your other stuff, you can always pack your tennis shoes.
Exactly. Or you can jump some rope.
You love the jump rope, don't you?
I like it. Okay. Anyway, so here's the undisclosed fact about Kara. It's going to be disclosed right now.
Daybreak.
It's actually something you may be able to use in your own life. Here's what I do. I like to, squeeze in little bits of working out between, little segments of my life, I guess you'd say. So I keep a jump rope on the back of my couch. Like on the arm, or I guess on the side, on the arm.
All the sound that you're hearing right now is us going over those little reflector things
we're going
on the toll gate.
So anyway, so I keep a jump rope on my arm of my couch, and during commercials I jump rope because I have enough room in my place to do that.
Yeah.
So, I like to jump the rope. I like to do it.
Yeah.
And it's a good
little extra, I figure I burn a few extra calories, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I have a friend.
Have a friend?
I know, I do.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
I know, I think it's pretty cool. I have a friend who does not work out at all except for the commercials.
Oh,
like,
really?
During the commercials. And he's totally ripped.
Are you making this up?
No, I swear to you. Totally ripped. Like, he does continuous push-ups for the, you know, 2-3 minutes, however long commercials are.
Uh-huh.
And then the next round of commercials, he does sit-ups.
Oh.
Looks
okay.
Great, too. I don't know about how much cardio that he's working there, but, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I don't, it's not like I watch tons of TV, but I figure, I kind of feel like a lazy butt when I watch TV, so that's kind of my way to compensate for feeling lazy.
Right.
Just jump rope during the commercial.
Or if you're just sitting at the computer for so long, in your office even.
Another tip that's cool is replace your office chair with a stability ball and use that as your office chair.
Now that is a stellar idea.
Yeah. So
where did you get that? Did you just think of that?
I'm a genius. Didn't I ever tell you?
I'm so serious, Kara.
No,
I really think
kidding.
I'm going to bring my ball to work.
No, I need to do that. I actually used to, at my past job, I did that, and I just haven't gotten around to bringing the ball to work.
Oh, that's a great tool. I mean, because that works your core and your balance. So that's perfect.
Right. As you're just sitting there during the day, you know, so... Yeah, do that. Or, I mean, if not at your office, like if you work in an environment where you can't exactly have a ball in your office or, you know, if you're out in the open, you can always do that at your home computer.
Okay, well, that's our show for this week. And don't forget to check out our website. That's intransitduo.com. We put some velodrome pictures up on there, and we also have the recipe posted. So if you didn't get a chance to write that down, you can just check out our website.
And also, if you have any saddle reviews, if you like your saddle, don't like your saddle, or whatever, be sure and email us. Our emails are on our website. And, next week we'll have the answer for exercise your brain, or hopefully you'll have the answer for exercise your brain, so email us.
Yeah, send us any theories on that. And I'm going to be doing a rally this coming weekend, another bike rally, and I'll give you a little review on that, how that goes.
Yeah, and then we'll just cover our workouts that we're doing. I'm going to start a pretty strenuous training regimen, so hopefully get that going.
Yep, and this is next week will be our last show before we head over to Greece and Turkey, mm-hmm. But for now, here's a new workout song for you. Hope you like this one. The title is Goggles. Figure that was appropriate. And this one is by The Misfits. I hope you enjoy.
Enjoy.
My vision is kind of blurry. All I know is I got to get some in a hurry. Dutch angle, room is spinning. Girl across the table's gonna wind up winning me. So, but it won't stop till I wake up. My mugshot spread across the morning papers. And it's so wrong that I got this way. Cause I was wearing goggles. Perception is what I'm losing. Disorientation is the only thing I'm choosing. My position is kinda scary. Everyone around it best be wary of me. For sure, and it won't stop till she's on top of my server. I am tied up to her bedpost. I cannot afford to say it. I'm a hostage held for ransom. Cause I got some the other night when I was wearing goggles. Coke was technically cheating. Met a girl there, name was Brandy. Flask of whiskey in her pocket came in handy to me. So we went down to the brew house. It's when we had a shot or two. nothing, it was nothing, until we had one ride, I turned another, now she's my lover.